This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And today we're talking about the value and the scope of a kind of praying in tongues, in the spirit, that is aided, helped, inspired, utterance given by the Spirit Himself. And it's for when you don't know how to pray or when God wants to use you. People say to me, how do I pray for Israel? I say the best thing to do is to pray in the Holy Spirit. I don't know every answer for Israel. I don't know what old Mayor should do. I don't know what every Jew should do. I don't know exactly. I can read the Word of God, but I'm telling you, folks, things are critical in Israel right now. They're looking for a border war. And so how do I know what to pray about that? And the Bible says that we don't know how to pray about everything, but when we come to that situation, the Holy Ghost will help us. And it's a very special way He helps. It says in Romans chapter 8, 22, for we know that the whole creation, that's all God's creation, the world, groans and travails in pain together until now. It is under corruption. It's under, if we'd read it, it is under the curse. Mm-hmm. Shelley, read verse 22, 23, and then what we have been reading.
For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. And then verse 26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
All right, this says that we don't always know what to pray for as we ought, and that's an infirmity, that's a weakness, but the Holy Spirit helps us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Now, Shelley, I want you to read from Brother Hagin's book right here. Just read this part that I've got in yellow on page 177 and 178.
Page 177. The second paragraph, it says, when commenting on this verse,
tell about Dad Nelson. Go on up and read that one paragraph I don't have in yellow.
Okay. In the early years of my ministry, this is Brother Hagin's book. In the early years of Brother Hagin, P.C. Nelson, we young ministers called him Dad Nelson, was considered the number one authority on the Greek language in America. I didn't go to Dad Nelson's Bible school, but I heard him preach a number of times, and I collected almost all the books he ever published. He had 12 years of higher education, and I once heard him say that he could speak and write 32 different languages. That beats me by 31, he says. When commenting on this verse, Dad Nelson said, actually, the Greek literally says, the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us in groanings that cannot be uttered in articulate speech. He went on to explain that articulate speech refers to our regular kind of speech. Dad Nelson went on to point out that these groanings also included praying in other tongues. Paul is talking about utterances or groanings in prayer that cannot be uttered in articulate speech. Dad Nelson stressed that these groanings are not something the Holy Ghost does apart from you. Rather, the Holy Spirit helps you pray in groanings. The Amplified Version of 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 14, verse 14, shows us more clearly our relationship with the Holy Spirit in prayer. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. Again, when you pray in tongues, it is your spirit by the Holy Spirit within you praying. The Holy Spirit within you gives you the utterance, and you speak it out of your spirit. You do the talking. He gives the utterance. By this method, then, the Holy Spirit helps you to pray according to the perfect will of God. And to pray out the perfect will of God, this is the way things should be prayed for.
Praise the Lord. Now, you said yesterday, I believe it was, Shelley, on the program, that when you were a little girl and you were in the church, and that when Rachel would speak out, now, of course, she always did this in order.
Yes.
She never did it out of order. It would be like when the pastor called on her, and she would start out in the, you know, just a calm little voice, and then it would just become like a lion's roar. Well, that was groanings.
Yes.
And that was groanings within her spirit. And I know she was praying out that church, and she was praying out, I believe, to my ministry.
Yes.
Because I started teaching in that church. And first one side of that church filled up, and then the other side of that first church filled up. And then she came up to me one day and she said, Billy, you're going to have to get someone else to teach this Sunday school class because God's sending you out. Well, I knew that already in my spirit, but she had been praying about it too. Now, Rachel Tiefenthaler has just gone on to be with the Lord, about 90 years old. We don't want her to go. We didn't want her to go. But, you know, she went. And up around 90, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And she lived, I'm sure that she prayed this kind of prayer for 60 years and more, maybe more. But tell about the teacup story, Shelley. In Collinsville.
Well, if I get started I'll get started, but you'll have to help me.
Okay. She was in Collinsville, Oklahoma.
Oh, yes, and a women's little prayer group.
Mm-hmm.
And she was being served tea out of these little teacups or some kind of beverage. The point is, she had this desire for these teacups.
Overwhelming,
almost like she coveted them.
She told me that it's like she could steal them.
That strong.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about real natural teacups that
yes.
they served the coffee in or whatever at the end of the women's prayer meeting.
Now, did her sister-in-law...
Her daughter-in-law,
her
Myrna,
daughter-in-law.
Myrna Tiefenthaler, she said to Myrna, Myrna, I've got to have those teacups that they're serving the coffee in. And Myrna, she said, I want them so badly I could steal them. And Myrna said, well, Mom, if you want them that badly, I'll find out the pattern and we'll go buy some. She said, oh, no, Myrna, it's spiritual. And so
you do a good Rachel Tiefenthaler.
And then she went home and she started groaning in the spirit. And she saw those teacups and she wanted them. She just yearned for them. And as she looked at those teacups, now we're talking seeing in the spirit while she prayed, she saw that each teacup became a face of one of the women's husband in the prayer group. And they were not born again. And so she made, this was a little while in prayer, maybe a week or so. She went in the spirit after those teacups and she just prayed for this teacup like one of them is Virgil Howard. And if you go down to the church at Collinsville, Oklahoma, Virgil Howard will meet you. And every time I walk in that door, he's on our board, I say to Virgil, hi, teacup, glad, aren't you glad she prayed you in? And she'd go after him, and then she'd set him aside. Mm-hmm. She called it set him aside. Then she'd go after another teacup, and she'd set him aside until she had prayed in one by one those women's husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And then the burden was gone, and she didn't want to steal the teacups anymore.
Thank God.
She would groan. She would go, you know, till she had it. Oh, till she got it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are these groanings that cannot be uttered, as you read, P.C. Nelson said, in articulate speech, a regular kind of speech. In fact, Shelley, this kind of praying is the only kind that will get the job done.
Well, in that same church, many years later, my daughter, Kylie, and I were having a teaching on husbands and wives and the marriage relationship. And at the end of the service, there was a call for couples who were having trouble in their marriages to come to the altar, and no one came. And so it was getting late, and so I wanted to dismiss the people. And my daughter, at that time she was about 18, 19, she said, "Mother, how can you disobey when the Holy Spirit says there are couples to be prayed for? We can't leave this service without praying." And I said, "Kylie, we're having this discussion behind our microphones while the while the people are still out there.
They've got a will,
yeah,
Kylie."
Right. I said, "They have a will. They have a choice. It's getting late. Many have to work tomorrow. You know, whatever the reason is, I cannot make them come to the altar for prayer." And so anyway, she said, "Well, just ask one more time." And so we did. The altar's open. The Spirit of the Lord seems to impress upon us that there are couples here who need prayer. And about that time, I could hear little feet coming to the front. And to my amazement, as I opened my eyes, I saw that it was about a 10-year-old little girl and her best friend. And not exactly the couple that I was thinking of. But you know, they knelt in front of the altar and they began to groan and pray as the Spirit gave them utterance. And their little voices, through tears and through strength that was beyond their natural ability to speak, it's as if the Holy Spirit amplified their voices and it filled that room.
Groanings.
And the work of the Lord began to be done. It took the work of the Holy Spirit through prayer to bring deliverance. And one little, my friend Marty, she was a missionary for 10 years in Romania, and she came to me while this prayer was going on, and she said, "May I whisper something to you?" I said, "Yes." And she said, "This is the Romanian language they're speaking in, and I understand
this little girl.
And I understand the prayer that they're praying. They are using the highest form of the word love in the Romanian language." She said, I lived there 10 years. I never was able to articulate it perfectly, and yet they're doing it effortlessly. And it is the word for the highest kind of love, the sweetness that comes between a husband and a wife.
Hallelujah. And then did some people
come? Oh, I'm telling you, the altar filled. In fact, yeah. Who was left in the pews? Not very many people.
All right.
They all came to God.
Yes. Well, you see, it worked. It's effective.
Yes.
Because the Holy Ghost was praying. Now, that kind of prayer that Rachel did, we have, and in her honor, we're offering you three sets of CDs. We have a total here of four. We have two in this one, and five in this one. And that's going to give you three sets, and we're making them all available for $25 plus shipping and handling. So just call 1-800-972-3447 and order the Rachel CDs. That's 1-800-972-3447. 447. This kind of praying that Rachel did, we must not lose. And you'll be blessed to hear of these supernatural things. This is Billy Brim.
And this is Shelley Brim Oaks.
Saying, Shalom, Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.